And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who's afraid the camera is too far away from us to be a good framing. But I don't care because I don't do the show for the cameras. It's the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
I meant that it was too far to hold the picture all the way up to.
Oh, that was not clear. There's always confusion at the top of the show. Kind of our trademark, I'd say.
Yep.
Confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I think today we have a very interesting angle going on with for those viewing. A lot of our cabinetry is really exposed here.
It's true.
Yeah, you're getting some of our fridge magnets as well. But yeah. For you listeners, you're just getting our voices, and that's hopefully enough for you. This is one of our sportsiest episodes, I would guess, because we're going to kind of do a uninformed preview of the of the
tournament.
The March Madness. Are we allowed to say those words? I think we're not making any money, so we can say any of that stuff.
Great.
And we're not going to go pick for pick.
No.
But we'll just go over kind of what we decided to do, what our process might have been, and then hopefully we'll move on to some more interesting stuff. Are you looking back and forth at the two of us and how similar our brackets are?
I was just looking at one thing because it... I was just looking at where it is on the screen because you still have some up at the top that it doesn't match up, so I got confused. It doesn't. It's very...
You're using Google Chrome, and I'm using...
No, it's not that. It's that there's still... your top teams aren't visible.
Oh, now
yes,
they are.
That's what I meant. Oh, they weren't lining up that way.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand you now. Let's make sure we're still recording for our listeners.
Okay.
We are still recording for our listeners. Okay. So, Molly, how do you want to do this? Do you want to go region by region?
Well, first of all, let's talk about Valerie's picks.
Oh, yeah, we tried to do our picks with our daughter.
You can see the video on the page. She was not into it.
No.
We started when she was taking her bath last night of asking her, and we noticed she would just pick whichever one Joe mentioned
most recently, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, last year we did this with her, and we got some more interesting answers.
We did.
And actually, if you'll vamp for a second, Molly.
Okay. What? Okay. So, anyway... she didn't.
Good vamping.
Yeah. We got another. We decided to start over again.
Yeah.
She gave an answer that wasn't the second one mentioned.
No.
But then made it very clear that she did not want to do this.
She
and,
was
you know,
not.
We're
did
not
you put
terrible
it up?
People. I did.
Okay. So it's up there if you want to see. Basically, it was, she did one pick. She picked the number 16 play-in winner against the national champion Villanova Wildcats. So her first pick immediately busted her bracket.
Yeah.
And then after that, she didn't care.
Yeah.
So we decided to skip that. But I will say, using her final four from last year.
What do you have?
Her final four from last year was Oregon, Arizona, Butler,
and
Weber State.
Weber State.
Okay. I don't think Weber State is in this year.
No, I don't think so
either. I don't think they are, right?
No.
No Weber State. So that's not going to happen. But Arizona could definitely win.
Mm-hmm.
And Oregon could also win.
Mm-hmm.
And Butler could win. Although Butler's in a tough bracket. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to use her last year's.
Okay. Where it
where
applies.
She picked Oregon Ducks to be the champions.
Okay.
So she picked a duck, a wildcat, and a bulldog in the finals. And those things could repeat in some of our finals. Wildcats certainly.
Certainly.
And let's not spend too much time on this other than to say, how many entries have you done?
What do you mean?
Did you do more than one bracket?
No, just one. We talked about that last time.
I've done two brackets so far and I'm gonna do one more.
Okay.
But I think I may, I don't know if I'm going to pick a different team in all of them.
To win the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure how I'm going to go about doing that yet. But I've picked two different teams so far to win the whole thing.
Okay, which ones?
Kentucky and North Carolina.
Okay.
Which I always pick those two teams to win.
Here's what happened for me this year is I decided to take more chances on upsets.
Mm-hmm.
But then it always just gets boring by the end anyway, because I'm not picking any upset to go all the way through.
Because that never happens.
Right. Well,
it could happen with a 6 or a 7 or maybe an 8, but rarely will a double-digit team go more than two games.
Right. So I picked Kansas, and I'm not excited by it.
I feel like you go with Kansas a decent amount,
probably,
too. So let's hear your final four. What do you got?
My final four are Villanova, Arizona, Kansas, and UCLA.
Okay,
that's
the local team. Keeping it local.
Yeah.
And those are all great picks. I think you've got a number three, a number two, and two number ones there.
Yeah.
Okay. Chalk, as they say.
All right.
I have a lot of chalk, too, in mine. And I'm only going to talk about the very first one I did because I feel like that one is the one you should be responsible for. Like, if you do one after that, it's all kind of second-guessing yourself.
That's a good point.
So my final four is Villanova, same as you. Arizona,
yep,
same as you.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville.
That's how you say it.
Maybe I'm talking about a different team.
Oh, okay.
And Kentucky.
Okay.
So two teams from Kentucky playing there in that one semifinal. And then Villanova, two Wildcats playing.
Oh.
Now, you have two Wildcats in your final four, and I have three.
Wow.
Three Wildcats.
That's amazing.
That's the most you could have.
I mean, at this point, you should just try to get another Wildcat.
Well, you can't get four Wildcats because there's none in that other.
Are there any Lions or in that
bracket?
Or anything?
In that bracket, mm-hmm. you've got. And there were some nice matchups of mascots that we didn't. That are possible so far. Mm-hmm. Like you could have the Hurricanes against the Cyclones.
Yep.
That would be, a Hurricane against a Cyclone?
I'm going to say a Hurricane.
Bigger?
Generally, I think.
Yeah, Cyclones are little
things. Because Cyclones are more like tornadoes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Almost exactly, I believe. Yeah. You got Blue Jays. You got the Rams. You got Ducks. You got, there's two gales.
What is a gale? Like a wind?
Oh. Maybe.
Not a fan.
I think it's not, though. I think a gale is like a night.
Let's find out.
G-A-E-L.
Oh,
like
that
a Gaelic?
Sounds Irish.
So that means there's two gales and the fighting Irish.
A Gaelic-speaking person.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you have the fighting Irish, and then you have...
two gales?
Well, you have the Iona gales, and I think there's another gales in there.
Wow.
I think it's like the... Who the heck knows? I know there's another gale. Let's say Winthrop. Probably not, but I know there's two gales in there. I looked it up earlier.
I think it's Winthrop.
My
not
God.
Winthrop.
I can't get anything right.
Yeah.
I thought the hurricane cyclone combo would be good. Mm-hmm. And then there are the many, as I said, the many wildcat. I think there's five wildcats in.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern is also in for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
They're a wildcat. And there's a bearcat.
Who's that?
That's Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to do better with our mascots. Like, there's a lot of animals. I mean, Oregon has the Ducks.
Yeah. The Flyers played the Shockers.
Yeah. What's a flyer? Like a wagon?
I think it's an... I think flyer, they're airplanes, is what they're saying.
Ah.
It could be a pamphlet. The Dayton Flyers.
The F-L-I-I-E-R?
Yes. Here's a flyer. It's like a newsletter, but it's very brief. The dittos. The memos.
Yeah, that's showing our age.
Right. The mammos.
The mimeograph.
The mammos. What would that be?
Really?
I don't know.
You
don't want to get into?
No.
No. Molly's parents watch this show, so.
Yeah.
Or listen to it. I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Duke, Marquette. Yeah, I mean, after that, you've heard, if you wanted this kind of analysis, you'd go somewhere
else. Get it anywhere else.
But a couple things I will say as being a sports fan. Duke always gets the easy way. Mm-hmm. Duke, they always make it easy for Duke. Duke always has the easiest road. And that's not just me saying that because I hate Duke.
Okay.
But really, Duke has it pretty easy. I guess they would have to face Villanova in the end.
I see you've got SMU going pretty far there, Joe.
Yeah.
My parents live down the street from there in Dallas.
It's a nice school.
Sure.
They had a very good coach, Larry Brown, who got a lot of good players to come there. And then, as he always does, quit. Mm-hmm. And someone else is coaching the team now.
Huh.
But he left the good players.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Okay.
And they, in fact, have a Duke transfer on their team who's very good. So if they play Duke, that could be...
Really electric.
Could get messy.
Wow. Very exciting.
So are we going to watch the tournament games? We have plans to watch, right? We're going to play tennis tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't seem happy about busy, that.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot going on. I have my championship game between Kansas and Arizona, and I wanted to pick Arizona, and then I was like, I still may change it.
Well, you could do another bracket.
I don't want to do another bracket.
Okay. You're committed to only one bracket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of contests where you can enter up to 25 times.
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't want to have to keep looking around. Like I say, I want to root for one team in every game.
All the way through. Okay.
Yeah.
You never want to go against yourself.
No.
So if you're going to pick Arizona, rather than filling out another bracket with Arizona and kind of hedging your bets.
Right. I'd have to change it.
You're going to just adapt this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot of integrity to that. Now, you know, there's a lot of gambling that goes on with this.
Yeah.
Illegal gambling. We may even be taking part in an illegal gambling pool.
Okay. What's your point? Why'd you say that to me? You know, there's...
You're showing so much integrity with your brackets. I just want to make sure you don't think that you're...
Illegal gambling. I just don't want to have to look up when every game is on, like, oh, who do I have in this one? Who do I have in this one?
Right.
I just want to root for one. I'm pure, Joe.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I didn't want you to be sullied by the gambling.
No, I know about the gambling. That's why I want to win the things.
Okay.
We can't afford to go paying $10 a thousand times to get it.
No, though we would raise our odds of winning like $40 a great deal.
Yeah.
But still not, no. I wasn't planning on putting in 100 brackets. You can do them for free.
But that's not fun. We know that.
Okay. It depends on your level of sickness, I guess. Sports fan sickness.
All right.
Okay. Let me make sure we're still recording here.
That's looking in the wrong place.
We are still recording.
Okay.
We are. Tennis is a sport. And you. Yeah. When's the last time you played tennis?
4.5 years ago, maybe.
Okay. And I've played tennis once since then.
Yeah.
It was a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play doubles tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's better than singles.
No, I know. It's just been a very long time.
You seem to be wanting to back out on this. But you got to play first at some point. And doubles is a good way to play.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, I think you would rather play one game just with me first.
Yes, that is what I had requested to do.
Okay. But what I will say is that... So we were playing against... I don't even know if we'll play against. You might be on someone's team. We may be playing against one another.
Right.
But we're playing against our friends Craig and Liz. Mm-hmm. They are a brother and sister. Mm-hmm. We both know Liz from performing with her over mm-hmm. the years. And we both know Craig from performing with and watching him perform over mm-hmm. the years. And both Liz and I played Craig in the past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. For all of us, it's the first time we've played in a long time.
Yeah, except for... It isn't. You just said everyone else, you guys have all played recently.
Yes, but I mean, Craig and I played for the first time each in years a mm-hmm. couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Craig and Liz played.
Yeah, and I heard.
So he's played twice.
Yes.
Liz and I have played once. You've played none.
Great.
So you should probably be on Craig's team.
No, I don't want to be on Craig's team. If I'm going to disappoint a teammate, I want it to be you.
Okay. Well, I can help that make that happen.
Okay.
The point is that when I played with him last, I experienced something in tennis that I had never experienced before, which is that he hit a ball that my brain mm-hmm. assumed my body would be able to get to.
Yeah.
Because every other time that ball has been hit in that way, I've been able to get close to it at least.
Right.
This instance was the first time where there was a huge disconnect between what my brain expected and what my body delivered. At least in that regard.
Right.
And it was very, very disappointing. And I spoke to Liz, who played, and she was telling me a similar story.
Oh, I imagine it will be nothing but that for me.
She fell on her face.
Yeah.
I didn't fall on my face, but...
I haven't played tennis or done anything, really participated in any kind of sport at all since having Valerie. And
Kind of a sport.
Body changes quite a bit.
Sure.
So
you think your serve's going to be blistering now?
No.
What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. I don't feel like I'm as coordinated. let's not have like long periods of silence.
Okay. You don't like those.
I'm sure anyone listening doesn't particularly like them.
Well, sometimes they're for effect.
Okay.
To let the thought settle in. You're not for that?
I don't care.
Now, before we started today, you wondered if I was in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm wondering the same thing.
I'm just, I don't, no, I'm not in a bad mood.
Okay. That was for the watchers. They got a great eye roll right there. Listeners, I will say you missed out right there. It's not often that you miss out, but that was a real good eye roll. I think you're going to be fine, actually.
Okay.
But we will be able to come back on Friday and tell everybody how it went.
Yeah.
So
stay tuned.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday, we have a big plan, too, don't we? Possibly.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about going to see, because we've had so much rain here, there's supposed to be pretty impressive wildflowers throughout the state, really.
Because of the rain.
That's what I said at the beginning of
that. I echoed it.
So we were looking, and I guess we're sort of reaching peak season, and our weekend is laid out in such a way that we really can't go over the weekend. So we're actually thinking about making what feels like an insane decision to take Valerie out of school on Friday.
Yeah.
To
take her to the wildflowers.
Take a little day trip.
Now I want to mention the option of not taking her out of daycare and making the trip.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't know. I part of why I want to go is to show her.
Fair.
So, you know, we just I wish we could have done it in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Rather than turn it into a three-day
weekend. Right.
But, you know, it's not an opportunity that comes along very often.
That's true.
My only fear is that she will be unimpressed.
Oh, that's why I was suggesting maybe not bringing her, because that immediately crossed my mind. And then, the disappointment that might follow from that. Although we may be unimpressed. Although I feel like seeing a bunch of poppies is interesting.
No, I think
it'll be like Wizard of Oz.
I think it's pretty cool. I think she'll like it. And I think if we do a whole day thing, that we'll probably have another excursion as part of that. So we go to the poppy, the preserve, and then we go to the beach or something like that.
Or we run through the poppy fields, and then we make her harvest them like an Afghani child, and we make heroin out of them.
I wonder if you're not allowed to pick them.
I'm sure you're not.
Mm, that's too bad. So anyway.
Do you want to pick them? Poppies are not great to pick, really.
Well, but I don't... But, okay. I don't need to like bring any home.
No.
But we're going to have to, if that's illegal, then we're going to have to
monitor her.
Policing.
I bet they'll let her pick a leaf off. A poppy is difficult to pull the whole thing out.
Okay.
They're quite
rooted in.
Yeah, it's a pretty substantial stem.
Oh.
Because then it comes up and it's got a big bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little leaves fall off it. But apparently in the bulb where the milk is or whatever, that's what they harvest, I think, to make opium and then heroin and, you know, all that stuff.
Keep coming back to that part of it.
Well, that's what poppies are. That's the big money on poppies.
I understand.
And poppy seeds, I suppose.
Yep.
I wonder which brings in more money, heroin or poppy seeds?
Gosh, I don't know.
I'm going to guess heroin.
We'll have to find out.
If anyone has those numbers, let us know. The heroin versus poppy seeds.
Off the top of your head, preferably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any big upsets that you're looking for?
I don't have anything bigger than... I feel like there's one matchup that there's always an upset. Is it 11-6?
12-5.
I know I picked one of those. I'm trying to think what my biggest one is. I mean, they're all at least slightly educated. It's not like random.
Right.
Upsets, like it's at least based on one sports writer saying like, oh, I'm going to do this.
So you actually read some of that
stuff? I did,
yeah. Okay, so you did some of that.
I don't go in totally blind. Oh, I have Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, okay. The Eagles going against Florida State, an in-state competition.
Yeah.
That's something nice that they did here where they have a couple of those matchups. Kentucky is playing Northern Kentucky in their first game. So you have some of these small teams at least getting to play big-time their big brothers in the state, so to speak,
right,
where an upset would even have more impact.
Mm-hmm.
And for those small teams, they're just looking for one win. One win to them is like, you know, the whole thing.
That's
for
huge.
Duke.
Right.
Do you have any emotional connections to any teams?
Not really. I mean, you know, I like I say,
Tufts is not in.
Tufts is not in. There are no New England small college athletic conference schools in this year or ever.
I mean, Tufts could be like a Lafayette or something, which gets in sometimes. You know, to me, those schools are similar. Do you disagree?
I don't know. I don't really know how all of this works.
Got it.
So I don't know what.
Well, you have to be Division One, and
Tufts
is not.
So that is the problem. SMU, I have no connection to it other than it being close to my house.
Yeah.
So no, not really. I mean, I UCLA, I'll probably root for a lot because I have them going to the Final Four and because they're local.
And who's their best player?
I took a writing class there. No idea.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
His last name is Ball.
Ball?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was my answer.
Ball?
No, just I call him by his last name, Ball.
Well, he has two brothers.
I don't know.
Lonzo.
Lonzo?
Yeah, Lonzo Ball.
Okay.
Remember that name, Mo.
Okay.
All right.
Consider it remembered.
Okay. So we're not going to go through the full brackets with our daughter.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No. We tried.
Yeah.
Oh, I also, of course, have picked my Wichita State Shockers.
You're big on the Shockers.
Over the Dayton Flyers.
You've always been a big fan of the Shockers.
Well, come on. I have VCU over St. Mary's.
Okay. Yeah, but those are not... I don't have any emotional attachments really either.
Oh, no, I was just talking about other upsets.
Oh, upsets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if Nebraska made it in, I would be.
Oh,
other than
sure.
That. And I
and SUNY Albany was in
they
last
were.
Year.
Yeah. They lost to Vermont, so I don't have any connection to Vermont. Yeah, they've been in a few times, actually.
Yeah.
I do want... I mean, my three teams that I want the most are Kentucky, Carolina, and UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all in the same bracket.
Right.
So it'll be Bucknell or something that comes out of that bracket somehow.
Right.
Even though they're not in that bracket. That would be amazing.
That'd be amazing.
If they switched over brackets.
Very cool.
Be a different game.
Yeah.
And in the women's, you want to make your women's pick? Did you already do that?
No, I don't even...
Give it a guess. We're gonna
UConn.
Pick, yeah. Go for UConn. That's your women's bracket, everybody. That's what I wanted Obama to do. I think he did do a women's bracket.
Yeah, he did.
But I wanted him to, you know, he does the men's bracket, and then on the women's bracket, just in big letters, write UConn over the whole thing, because that's basically how it's going to happen. That's
someone
how I would spend my presidency.
I haven't seen this much anymore, but someone had a Twitter feed that was Trump drawing. So, you know, when he, like,
oh, yes.
signs an executive order and then he, like, shows it, does that, like, three-way
yep.
show thing. And so they would put drawings where it'd be, like, a stick figure cat and it would say cat under it.
Yeah, like a little
so
kid drew it.
They should do one with brackets.
Oh,
like, he's
nice.
Filled out his brackets and they just show it real
fast. Yes, and he's like, Texas Southern, Sweet 16. he'd deny it.
Hmm.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Anything?
Okay.
I mean, there's really this is it.
Yeah.
This is.
Well, Friday will be fun because then we can report back on things.
Yes, we can report back on things, and hopefully, we will have just seen some amazing wildflowers.
You know what we should have done/should do next year is we should host a pool, not a money one, but like
for the
Widow.
Right. And all you have to do is just have a group within other things.
So
and
watch
people
for that next year.
Yeah, we should have thought of that. But now you can get ready for that.
Yeah. Use this year to sort of, you know, as a recon to see how we do
maybe do a practice one.
Yeah.
Set up your own group for the Sports Widow and then see how you would have done in that.
Yeah.
And then. And we encourage you to fill out a bracket. It makes it so much more interesting.
It does.
To figure out. And if you fill out two or three, if one of your brackets busts, you got a backup bracket.
Or if you choose to live like I do, you just go all in on one decision.
That's true.
Yeah.
Either way. I keep thinking those are my messages.
My
out,
messages. See, mine go away. The emails come down and then they go away. Yours just stay there.
We have differences.
Mm.
We have differences. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll be back. Listen to us here on iTunes and give us a review or tell someone else to listen to us.
Yeah, please.
Maybe both.
Please.
And follow us on our Twitter page. which is
Sports Widow Show.
Or follow us on Facebook on the Sports Widow podcast.
Leave us a message. Tell us what you want us to talk about or that you want to talk about.
Yeah, we as you can tell, we're light on ideas, so we're looking for you guys to help fill us in with those. And as always, listeners, you get to go first. ¶¶